You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We had a listener send us an email with this subject line. Can you ever get back together with someone who once stabbed you? So we're going to read his email in just a second and tell you what he's talking about. But we want to know from you, when did you ignore common sense and what happened? Like, everything was telling you, don't do it. But you didn't listen to it.
Right, right.
What happened next? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number to reach us. It's 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. And if you want to email, email is email@DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. When did you ignore common sense and what happened? So this guy said, I had a great relationship 10 years ago. Then my girlfriend got hooked on drugs. So one night, when she was using, she stabbed me. Now, because I loved her, I actually had a friend tend to my wound so there'd be no public record of what happened. But needless to say, eventually our relationship ended.
Sure.
She disappeared shortly after that, and I didn't hear from her again. Then, a few weeks ago, out of the blue, guys, she contacted me. It's been 10 years since we've spoken. She said she'd love to meet up with me. She claims she's been clean for 7 years, and she's never stopped loving me. Now, for me, I've actually never found another serious love, and I've been kind of lonely for the past little while. I do wonder what we'd be like together now that she's clean. People can change, right? My friends are saying this is pretty insane, but I wanted to know what you guys thought about it. Love the show.
Now, it's a no-brainer here, right?
See, I don't know.
I mean, if she's clean and it was like a drug thing.
I think the only thing that helps is the amount of time. You know, like if this was, she's been clean for 8 months, I'd be like, no, you know. And I can understand saying no even after
if someone stabs me, I'm not getting back together with you. I don't care if you're clean or what. I don't think I can get that out of my head.
What if they're amazing?
No one's that amazing. No one.
It's hard to get over a stabbing.
Yeah.
It is.
It's real hard.
But he seems to be over it, kind of.
I feel like people have gotten over much worse.
And he even just had somebody just do some battlefield.
Yeah.
Worse than a stabbing?
Solder the wound.
Think about it.
No, I know, Lee, someone stabbed me. But I just... There's all sorts of crazy things that happen to people that...
Yeah, like, where did I get stabbed?
People set someone on fire and they end up still staying together or shooting them. And
they
chop people's junk off.
Right.
And they stay.
They stay?
They stay.
Oh, we've had people stay.
Yeah.
Drama.
I know. The only...
No, thanks.
It is a long time to be clean if she's really clean. And if
she's really clean, you have to like believe that. That's
has he
one
looked
thing.
Her up on social media? Are they friends? Does he know what she looks like? What her life's like? What she's doing?
I don't
what
think
her
there's,
thoughts are.
No, oh my God, okay. Lisa, let's slow down for
Lisa,
the guy.
There's just so many things, though, and you can find a lot out from social media.
Lisa, do you think it's a bad idea to even just go for coffee with this person? See what they're all about. Or do you think
probably,
like that's just like just
move,
stay
move
away?
On. But
move
if he on. Hasn't moved on, he hasn't found anyone serious. So I think that's part of the problem.
He's gonna go. I mean, he's gonna.
Yeah.
He said he's lonely. He's never had another love
crazy
like that.
Chicks are-
Here's the thing.
I do think people can change, but I just think after I was stabbed, I'm thinking of myself. Like someone did not think of me highly enough not to stab me.
Yeah.
My Here's body is. Do I have a scar now?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Yeah, you would. Here's the thing. He's in a dry spell, right?
Is that it? It's just the sex part of it?
And this girl has called him, basically saying, I love you.
Right.
You know what that means, right, Andy?
Bang City.
That's going to be...
Bang City.
Bang City.
Not even, like, not even like put in some work and take someone to the movies, Bang City.
Right.
It's going to be instantaneous, Bang City. You've already banged.
Mm-hmm.
If you've already banged before... You can bang again that afternoon.
Like riding a bicycle.
You know what I mean?
What does she look like now, though?
We don't know. This is why I'm saying.
A lot of years.
I already know.
A lot of drugs in a lot of years.
No matter what we say.
Because she did drugs for 3 years after this, after she stabbed him. She's only been clean for 7 years. He hasn't seen her in 10.
Mm. Yeah. I will say that.
I think you at least meet.
He's going to meet her anyway, no matter what we say. Now.
I think you should go get psychological help.
Yeah.
If I was considering going and back with some guy who stabbed me, I would go and seek professional help.
Would you though, or would you
myself?
Would you not? Would you
because
even
something's
realize?
Wrong with me.
Yeah. Would you even realize?
No.
That you're
well,
nuts?
You should. That's why I'm telling him. Yeah. He's considering.
Do you think it's a guy girl thing? That most women would be like, "No, he stabbed me."
Maybe.
It's, and
no.
Guys are like,
"Meow." Maybe.
It's not a guy girl thing. It's a penis thing.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
that's
not,
a guy
that's
girl,
a guy
thing.
Girl
that's,
thing.
No, but it's even more than that. It's not just like. It's a direct Johnson decision.
Because like right. This woman said, even if it was Tom Brady that stabbed me, I'd still kick his ass out of bed.
Right.
You know, like women are like, yeah, Lisa Hook at me, she's like, he stabbed me, Dave. He stabbed me.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Where was he stabbed?
That's
which
what
part
I asked.
Of the body? Yeah.
That's what I asked.
I got some
questions.
I got some pretty meaty areas. Pretty crazy weekend. My whole life's been thrown upside down. Kind of got stabbed. I'm trying to work through that.
So you're going to take him back? Or what do you think?
You know she's great in the sack, too. That's his penis's problem.
Yeah.
That's his penis's problem.
We're going to get to stab her back.
Here's the thing. That was a long time ago. She's clean.
I don't think it's a bad idea to maybe go have some lunch or do something, but don't... I know, Lise.
When you're in a relationship with someone who is an addict, someone who was on drugs, and there a lot of things happen in that world, and the trust
yeah,
is
see,
gone.
I don't have any real... I have experience with nut jobs, you know, but I don't have any experience with, like, an addict or
oh,
anything.
I have the same experience almost as this guy.
Yeah.
Only had minus the stabbing, just a lot of things hurled at me.
Yeah.
And I would never go back. Like, I
no.
don't know.
If she called and said, "Hey, I'm like,
hello. Yeah, wrong number. Yeah. I didn't know you were wrong number."
Also,
he oh, died. No. He died.
Andy, is that you?
It's a wrong number. You're not Andy dead. I don't know.
This isn't Andy Green?
No, not Andy Green. No.
Oh. Sounds like Andy Green.
No, it's not I phone cutting out the cut.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Asian Andy.
Yep.
Once you're out, you're out. You're free.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
Woo! So, the question is, this guy asked us was, can you ever get back together with someone who stabbed you? If you have anything related to stabbing, please call.
Yeah.
But our question is, when did you ignore common sense and what happened? Common sense for this guy is you don't get back with the stabber.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like he's going to ignore it, and we'll soon find out what happened. Someone said, my cousin did this. She stabbed her boyfriend because of an argument over drugs. Somebody in the house called the cops. She robbed a gas station a year later, is still on the run. Saw her mugshot on Facebook a few months ago.
Oh, wow.
It happens.
Yeah.
Someone said, in high school, this guy freaked out on acid and stabbed his friend. Almost killed him. But they're still buds to this day.
Mm.
So common sense is... you get away from the acid murderer.
Yeah, I don't know. That guy can't handle his drugs.
Yeah.
He's a pussy.
But somehow they got past it. Somehow it worked.
Yeah. Hmm.
What about you? When did you ignore common sense and what happened? Alex is up first. Hi, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I was younger and hanging out with some guys, you know, I shouldn't have been hanging out with. They decided to take the hood off their Honda Civic hatchback and tow it behind their car down a dirt road and ride it like a sled.
Oh.
And the driver and another guy got on it. We got going up to speed about 25 and took the first corner, and I'm looking out the back of the hatch, and I turn around, and a Ford F-250 comes out of nowhere and blasts these two guys.
Killed them?
No, one of them bounced off the headlight and the other one got ran over. He had to get a bunch of surgeries done, broken bones and ruptured stuff, but they both made it.
Oh,
okay. That's better than we thought. Our first caller was death, but thankfully not so much.
Mm.
So common sense says don't ride on a car sled.
Right.
No,
but they learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty gruesome.
Mm. Oh, my God.
All right, Alex. What a day.
That was a crazy start.
Yeah.
It was.
Call number one.
His head bounced off the headlight.
And the other guy was run over by
I can't
giant
believe they lived. I mean, I can't believe they lived. That's...
you see stupid crap like that all the time, though.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, that's half of the internet these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the new trend is, I think it's ghost driving, where you get,
climb out of your car at the same
car
time
while it's going, yeah, and you kind of walk alongside it like
dance.
You're all cool.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
saw two women do it, and their car crashed right into something.
Oh, morons.
I saw a guy like climb out of his car, climb over it, go like do all sorts of stuff on top of it, and then climb back in the other side, and he somehow made it.
Oh, he made it?
He made it.
See, that bums me.
I know.
When did you ignore common sense, and what happened? It doesn't have to be relationship-related, like this guy who sent the email. Anything, really. You ignored common sense. Tyler from Detroit up next. Hi, Tyler.
What's up, man?
Not much, bro. When did you ignore common sense?
Lisa Weed Trick.
Lisa Weed Trick.
What happened, Tyler?
My supervisor, actually, he's got this girlfriend, probably one of the nicest ladies I know. Been working there for a couple of years, and I get told by another worker that the supervisor was stabbed by her because he just didn't answer his phone. I was just like, holy crap, dude.
All right, man.
Thanks,
stuff.
Thank yeah.
you for the story.
Dynamite story. So he's just with her.
I missed it. I
they didn't even break
the
up.
The whole thing
flew
right by me.
The supervisor didn't break up with the stabby girlfriend, even though she's stabbed.
Oh. Right.
Mm. That's a hell of a tab. One of them
something,
things.
Huh?
One of them things.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
My coworker, who's yeah. married, was stabbed in a fight by his wife. They're still together. Huh. Sometimes marriage takes weird twists.
Man. Oh, God, I like wish I'd get stabbed.
Come on now. You don't want to be stabbed, Chuck.
You don't want to get stabbed.
You don't want to get
stabbed. Hope I live.
You don't want to get stabbed.
It's great if you get stabbed.
No, no, it really is not great at all.
You get a high chance of living, and...
You could use that, though, the rest of you stay together. Like, you remember when you stabbed me?
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm not doing that.
No, he's not going to say
that. Just so you know, I'm not doing that.
That's his get out of jail free card.
No, you're going to jail,
okay.
bitch.
Is that, let's just say that in a other hypothetical situation,
yeah, yeah.
a couple's married,
yeah.
the wife stabs the husband, goes to jail for it. She doesn't get any of his stuff, does she? Would she still get some of his stuff?
I think if you get divorced, there's nothing you can do. I mean, it's so stacked against you that...
There's no fault, right? So
no,
even
it's
if you're
no fault.
Almost killed.
Yeah, it doesn't
I don't
matter.
Know how it works.
That's
I
a
know.
Big fault.
But there, it's no fault.
I think
I know,
a lot of people.
So
I think a lot of people hypothetically would be fine giving up half of their stuff.
To get rid of the stabby McStabbers?
Yep.
Oh, man. Both of that's so scary. No fault.
No fault.
I know. Sam.
Someone once said to me, why is divorce so expensive? Because it's worth it.
Hi, Sam. When did you ignore
hey,
common sense and what happened?
So at the time, my girlfriend, she was in and out of like mental institutions, but that didn't really. And so
that's,
when,
that's the first time you ignored it.
Yeah, it was the first time I did it. And then she wanted to basically play around with needles, mm-hmm. like sewing needles, and like stab my arms, my back, stuff like that,
yes.
just to see like what it would be like to stab someone with needles. Oh.
And did you let her?
Yeah.
So that's the second time you ignored common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what happened?
But then I... eventually, I ended the relationship because I was like, okay, I think I've gotten enough crazy out of my life.
How hot was this crazy lesbian?
Not hot enough.
Oh, God!
Not hot enough.
I thought she was, like,
enough.
Super
no,
hot.
Not yeah. hot enough. Sometimes
not
you're
hot
just
enough.
In it. Sometimes you're just in it.
No!
You're just stuck. You're in it. You know, stuff starts unfolding.
Yeah.
You're getting stabbed all of a sudden with needles. You know, that had to suck, by the way, getting stabbed with needles.
Yeah, I mean, it's no fun.
Oh, but you let a, well, I thought hot lesbian do
yeah,
it, but
no,
not even that hot.
Just an
just
average.
A crazy ass. Already, you know she's
you asked
insane.
The wrong question.
Crazy
she might,
six.
She must have been a six with some skills.
That's the thing. She's
yeah.
wild in the sand.
Yeah.
Not the hottest, but she'll.
No. She did some stuff to that broad.
Joe, when did you ignore common sense, and what happened?
Yeah, long-time listener, big fan.
Thanks, man.
So we was 18, you know, it was New Year's Eve. So we decided, hey, let's have a party. Let's make some hash oil in the kitchen. And my mom had a butane burner stove.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, you have to heat the water up in order to get the bubbles out of the butane out of it. So we left the burner on when we put it on the water. And there you go, 8-foot fireball in the kitchen.
Yeah,
fireball.
Mm. That is,
happy
I mean,
year.
Yeah, and my mom was in Florida too, so that was a fun phone call on New Year's.
How much damage was done?
The whole kitchen had to go. There was smoke damage everywhere, and luckily she reused the cabinets and put them in the garage. So I get to look at that every time I go over there.
Oh, nice.
Oh, boy.
Remember when you made your hash oil on New Year's?
Girl, and you made a meth lab in my kitchen. Because no matter what you say it was, your mom thinks it was a meth lab.
Yeah, he was trying to make methamphetamine.
Yeah. Saw it on CSI one time.
Tech says, me and my buddy decided it was a good idea to get towed by a Jeep on a sled during a snowstorm. We hit 40 miles an hour and got launched into the woods.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, everyone was fine, just lots of bruises.
Oh, okay.
Ouch. There's like one.
Thought it was going to end like, R.I.P. T-Dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Pulling some out for T-Dog.
There is some video out there of like a dude doing this in a car, and he's on a long string, and there's a sled, and they go around the corner, and he hits a house. Have you seen that one? Like he slides and just smokes a house. I think he makes it, but he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
No, no. God, these sound like white trash common sense mistakes. Right?
Yeah, that's what they're sounding like.
Gotta go sledding on the Jeep!
Yep.
It's just like they survive usually, which is weird. It's like of course nature tried.
Nature was doing its best.
Voice changing technology, Anonymous joining us from Boston. When did you ignore penis? Go ahead.
So, I got in a really terrible fight with my boyfriend. Things got really physical. And like the humidifier was thrown around. It was terrible. And it was so bad that actually 5 different neighbors called the police and nobody saw anything, but people heard stuff. But you know, my boyfriend got arrested, and yeah, I probably should have broken up with him. That was what my common sense was telling me to do. But I didn't. And we are still together.
Oh.
And it turns out it was just a one time thing. So sometimes I guess people just lose it.
Yeah, just one time they lose it, and then they're fine.
Yeah.
But I think for the most part, if that were to happen again, I would ignore my common sense.
No, my God, no, no.
Yeah.
No, don't. If it happens again.
Fool me twice, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Columbia's next from Canton on a regular line. Hello, Columbia.
Hello, Lisa Cheese Tray.
Lisa Cheese Tray.
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, I was married, and my wife was manic depressive, and it was sweetest day, and we had been arguing. I worked at a bar, so I got home late. I bought her some roses. I left them out on the counter in the kitchen. Sunday morning, woke up, and she was just going nuts, and I didn't understand why. She runs out of the bedroom through the house. I know she doesn't run, so something's up. I get out of bed, and when we get into the kitchen, I hear a shing, and she pulls out a knife out of the butcher block, and I can see it in her eyes that she's not there, you know?
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, relax, relax, you know, what's going on? And she says, you come near me, I'm going to stab you. So I took a step near her, of course, and she stabbed me in the shoulder. I tried to make light of stuff, and I was like, well, since you don't cook, I didn't think you could use a knife. All of a sudden, she stabbed me again.
Oh, my God,
you
common sense says
that.
You don't cook to stab her. Oh,
that's not smart.
He just ignored common sense.
No.
That's ignoring it.
Well, see, the best part about it, though, is that Sunday was my sister's birthday. So I went out and played football, and I told her, well, when I come back, we're going to my parents' house. We're going to act like there's no problems. So we go to my parents' house. It was the quietest ride. I lived in Howell at the time, and my sister lived in Canton. We got there 45 minutes later, and nobody spoke a word in the car, you know. And when we get to my mom's house, every time my mom, she was setting dinner, I'd pick up all the knives. And my mom looks at me like, what are you doing? And I'm like, we don't need knives for dinner, Mom. It's okay. And she gives me that death eye look. And then after dinner, we go to cut the cake.
my mom goes to give my wife the knife, I jump in. I said, no! I'll cut the cake.
So then, I mean, are you still together?
No, but we're still really good friends.
Oh, wow.
Goodness gracious, dude.
You are the most upbeat stab victim.
Yeah, he really is.
Double stab
victim. He really is.
To repeat, double stab.
This lady is, we're going to eat steak with a spoon tonight.
Yeah. Kind of his fault.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of...
When you're with a nut job and they grab a knife, you run.
Yeah, you get it right
you
out of there.
You don't try and... That's not the time to take a stand.
Boop, 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 doop,
doop. When did you ignore common sense and what happened? That's the question. This guy said, common sense tells you to go to the doctor and check out the weird lump on your body.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I ignored it for several years till I got married and my wife made me go to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
Turned out to be a large hernia. It had gotten so bad... The doctor said I had 2 years to fix it before it turned deadly.
Ooh.
After surgery, he said my appendix was even starting to come out of the tear in my abdomen. It was bad.
So that's what a hernia is, like your guts start coming out.
Yeah, they start coming out, yeah.
Oh.
That's not good.
A chick I was messing around with pulled a gun on me in a drunken rage over chicken McNuggets.
Whoa.
Ooh.
I'll go get some more.
Still went back and banged her the next day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was great in the same.
Mm-hmm. Like a nut.
Just crazy.
Dated a chick who had herpes. She told me before we had sex for the first time.
Yeah.
I did it anyway.
Yeah.
Condom broke.
Oh.
Never got the herpes, luckily.
Oh.
Never got the herpes.
Well, happy ending.
As far as he knows. As far as he knows.
Why, it can just be lingering?
Yep.
Oh. Well, keep getting tested for that herp. Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good, ripcord.
Ripcord. When did you ignore common sense and what happened?
Well, my boyfriend at the time was a really big comic book collector, got a whole bunch of figurines, spent a lot of money on comic book stuff, and there was one day that a big package came in when he wasn't home, and I shouldn't have. I ignored my common sense, but opened it anyways because I wanted to see what he was spending all this money on. And when he got home, he had asked me why I'd opened it. And I said, I just wanted to see what you bought. And it ended up being the original Wolverine claws.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and him playing around decided to put them on and play fight with me. And I got a Wolverine slice all the way down my leg.
Oh,
but needless to say, we've been married for 5 years.
Yeah.
So I forgave him.
Yeah.
Lady.
You married
you
a dirty Wolverine.
You have really looked past a lot.
Yeah, he's
Comic
an X-Factor.
Wolverine.
Listen,
slice up.
Can we just do a little play fighting? I'll be Wolverine.
Oh, no.
You be Mystique. You be Mystique or Sabretooth. Oh, geez, you don't heal like him.
She's you are sliced up.
That's a
so you can buy the original claws that are like actual blades?
That's crazy. I didn't know.
I didn't realize that either.
That's kind of awesome. That's real sweet. Gonna get a beer today.
Don't cut off your girlfriend.
Yeah, don't. No. Exactly.
I'll put tennis balls on mine.
Yeah.
Good thing. Aaron from Detroit. When did you ignore common sense and what happened, Aaron?
Support command.
Support command.
94 westbound. I was out past Grand Rapids, and I was tailgating a cop because he was doing like 90, and I was making good time. So that was a dumb idea. So he hits the right lane. It's the brakes. I go flying by him doing 90. He pulls me over. Turns out he was drug enforcement, and I didn't realize that. So when he takes my information, he's walking back to his truck, and he's like, any drugs or weapons in the vehicle? And I'm like, well, not that I know of, but you can feel free to help yourself to anything you find. And the look I got from that guy, like, I really thought I was getting arrested. Apparently, he was going somewhere important, and he let me off the hook. But, yeah, he gave me a solid warning, told me I was an idiot and a dumbass, and to not do that again the next time he gets pulled over by drug enforcement.
You're absolutely, bad. Common sense tells you don't tailgate a speeding cop.
That's the first problem.
Come on.
Yep.
And
there was many other things after that, but...
Yeah, the jokes don't help.
Count to 90,
mm-hmm.
and do the speed limit for an extra 90 seconds. Let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie from Lowell, Massachusetts, when did you ignore common sense and what happened, man?
Well, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I actually have a few because I was a pretty stupid, wild kid. But one in particular is when I was about, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9. And I remember this because it was near death. So I lived overseas. We were in Japan. And I was with my aunt. And we were on the train, and she fell asleep. So me, thinking, like, wow, I wonder what it feels like to stick your head out the window of a train.
Oh, no.
So I stuck my head out the window of the train, you know, enjoying the breeze, like, wow. The second I put my head in, a train went by. I mean, I'm talking a split second. If I would have left my head out there a split second more, it would have probably took my head off.
Oh.
So oh, wow. That I learned real quick, like, okay, never do that again. But that was a time where I, you know, I knew it was common sense. You know, my mom always tells me, you don't do that. But when my aunt fell asleep, I was like, I wonder what it feels like.
Yeah, you're one of those kids. Yeah. There's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're terrifying. Jamal. How you doing, Jamal?
Good. Surfer Dave.
Surfer Dave. Okay. When did you ignore common sense and what happened?
I was fishing at a local pond, and I had this, like, $15 lure, and I had thread on my line. So I got my lure stuck in a branch. It was a pretty thick branch, so I thought that, you know, I could, like, yank it, wind up the pole thing, and all I hear is, like, ding, 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 ding. And 2 seconds later, I hear a thump. I look at my buddy, and I look down, and I noticed that the lure hit the tip of my dick. And I had a weight. I had a weight, like, tied onto the lure as well to make it, like, you know, way down.
Yeah.
The weight is shaped like a bullet, and I have a bullet scar on the tip of my dick.
Oh, my
Needless
God.
To say, turned black, and I grew a couple inches after that.
Wow, so it swelled up.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
How long did that last for?
A couple weeks. The pain was so bad that...
could you, like, use them?
No, it didn't hurt. Like, my penis didn't hurt, but, like, my ass started hurting for some reason. Like, the pain just went straight to my butthole.
Like, it hurt so bad, it shocked the butthole.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's wild.
I was in a fetal position for like 30 minutes while my buddies were laughing at me.
You've been hit.
You traveled right through this whole
region.
You get
hit right on the head so hard that
shockwaves.
Yeah.
Shockwaves.
All the way back to your butthole.
Wow. It's like a dick tsunami.
Yeah.
The waves rippled back to your butthole.
It's a dick quake.
It's like an earthquake when they can tell on the other side of the world that one happened.
Yeah. The butthole knows.
Something's going on over there. Whoa. Ouch. You okay, Dick?
No. Oh, man.
Wow, you guys. Nuts. Jesse from Macomb. Hey, Jesse, what's your story?
You okay, Dick?
Ripcord.
Ripcord.
Yes, I was actually listening, and the guy who called in about his girl stabbing him in the kitchen kind of brought back a flashback from high school. I was dating this girl all through high school, and senior year, we were getting ready to graduate, and I was trying to help her with history homework, and this was right after dinner, so the whole table just had all sorts of cutlery and knives and everything all over it.
Yeah.
And we got in a heated argument about a question, and she just got up, walked around the table, grabbed the knife, sat down next to me, and just stabbed it right through my hand.
Oh, my God.
Right through my hand. It went right through my hand. I could actually hear it hit the table.
So it went into the table, yeah.
Mm. And did you stay with her?
I stayed with her for about another 6 months until we graduated.
Oh, dude.
In 6 months.
She stabbed you through the hand.
Through the hand.
Yeah, come but, on. You know, sometimes I get why. Because you're delicately trying not to get killed and exit a situation.
Yeah, no, that's the scary part. You're with a wild animal.
Yeah, you're with it's crazy. You have to delicately exit and not have them kill you or a family member of yours or themselves.
Right.
It's
spooky.
It's spooky.
Two more texts here. Common sense told me not to swallow a whole ice cube on a hot day.
Oh.
But I was so hot and I did it. I feared for my life when the brain freeze hit. I thought I was going to die. I was dancing in pain in my kitchen and had to drink hot water.
He's lucky he didn't just, like, choke on the ice.
And someone said, one time I overstuffed the paper spreader at work, and my first attempt to unclog was pouring a little water in there to soften the papers.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it started smoking, so I decided to try and light the paper on fire, and then I burned my hair.
Well, geez, this is getting out of hand.
Then, lastly, I rammed scissors in there, and the shredder died.
Then I ran at it with a trident. And I impaled myself.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So we have our toilet here.
Our toilet.
We have one bathroom, one single stall bathroom we all share.
Yeah.
Right here outside the studio. But
I like to call it my bathroom.
Well, yeah. Chuck spends more time in it than any of us, but
you guys are allowed to use it.
I don't.
Lisa's probably the most frequent visitor. She doesn't linger like you do, but she's the most frequent visitor in there.
Lisa doesn't get up to the things I get up to in there.
No, she
doesn't. She's in there.
Lots of coffee and water in the morning.
Lately, our toilet has had like this massive flush mode.
Yeah.
Like a powerful flush.
Yeah, it's a
never ending.
Yeah, it's a powerful flush to begin with, and it's an auto flush so that like a lot of times when I'm even if I stand to pee, it'll just start flushing on me because I like move my leg or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's flushing. But it'll seem to flush now for like 40 seconds.
Yeah. And not like,
no, it's a jet powered flush.
It flushes for a long time too. You could leave the room and it's still flushing. Like I had to tell Aiden last week when he came, he was concerned that something bad had happened. He was looking and I said, it's fine. It does it all the time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Cause you'll be done washing your hands, drying them, walking out the door. It's still flushing.
It's still flushing.
Right. Oh, it'll still flush. And sometimes that flush has become more like when like the hull of a sub is breached. And it's like you can hear metal in there twisting water's just going.
The pressure is
like something's wild in there. And it'll do like 9 flushes at once.
I'm waiting for it to just pop off the wall one.
Whoa.
It'll just shoot at me.
And it'll be when I'm in there.
Yeah. Every time I sit down, I hear it creak and crack.
So Lisa, how did your ass get wet this time?
So I went to sit down to number one.
Number deuce.
And in the middle.
Take a deuce.
I just sat down. I just started my business. And the toilet started flushing and nonstop, and the water was just spraying.
Well,
and
that's
on my
the other
ass.
Thing, I guess, that people. Yeah, that's the other thing that people need to know. When this thing flushes, it soaks everything because it flushes with
it
such.
It sprays.
It does. It sprays.
It's crazy.
And I was stuck. I did not move.
You get down a notch. I appreciate the stain removing properties of the flush.
Sure.
Like that right there is
nothing.
That's nothing.
No.
You have to find like the. Okay, check this one out.
Because this looks like ours.
Yeah, if we could just bring a microphone in there.
Oh, that's ours. Here.
That's kind of like
that's
it, but
like
you got
ours.
45 seconds of that.
That's the first time that that's ever happened to me. I didn't know what to do. I was like, okay, I have to finish. Oh, here we go. It's just spraying my ass.
Yeah. There was a moment where you just were like, well, I'm in for it.
Yeah.
I'm in for some waterworks
here. Because if I got up and stopped, it's still spraying. It's not, it won't stop.
So at least you had it contained.
I had it contained and I got up off of the toilet. It's still spraying and there's water everywhere. All over the seat, all over the floor, all over my ass. And so.
You need any help in there?
It's gross. I have toilet water on my butt.
Yeah. That's not cool. It's not a good place to be.
No.
It's not as gross as you think.
Can you imagine if one of us had a. Because I was waiting to go in next, and if I had heard a. Help!
No, help!
Or just
no.
If I got toilet, like honestly, if I got toilet water all over my butt, I'm not going
to
dry.
I had to clean up. I had to clean up my butt, and it took a lot longer.
That was a humbling moment when you got to dry your ass.
Yeah.
I need a hair dryer on my ass. You know what I mean? Like, I got hair.
Yeah, you can't just be that.
Lisa's probably got one.
I did notice there was water everywhere.
On the floor.
I didn't know what
I did clean up the seat, but I'm like, I'm not cleaning the floor.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, God. No one else does. Why shouldn't you?
No, I would just wish someone would fix our toilet, please.
It's getting crazy. Do they not
know it's broke? Maybe it hasn't been reported.
Well, I feel like...
Consider it officially reported.
Yeah.
Lisa, are you okay? Is your ass dry? Lisa, I got a towel out here. Oh, it sounds like you got a wet ass in there, Lisa. You all right?
We're going to have to start stocking Lisa's butt towels.
And I came out of there and I told everyone.
Yeah.
I just had to tell everyone.
Well, you had to get that off your chest.
I would love to, if we had a like a microphone, we could just go and flush the toilet so people could like see.
Hear
I mean, it.
It
is no joke.
No.
It sounds like in a like a Lethal Weapon movie when they hit the fire hydrant with a car.
Yeah, that's what. Well, it's got that kind of pressure. I mean, it is a high power.
Okay, so say you went in there, Chuck,
yes,
and did your business, which is different than my business that I do in
mine
there.
Mine is much worse.
And you would have sat down, and you were in the middle of that, and then that happened. It starts. I mean, I guess flushes, it, but it's still
coming
like
out
spraying
as you,
at you.
It stuff back in you.
You could have been poop sprayed.
By your own poop?
By your own, like, attacked by your own poop.
I feel like, I'm going to be honest with our toilet. I believe that before it starts to really spray...
Does it go down?
It goes down. Everything is down and out.
All right, it's just and not circulating
then,
in the bowl.
And then it lasts for so long.
She was on the toilet. She hadn't pressed it. She
didn't do anything.
Anything.
I didn't even move.
I know. Like, it can happen at
to stay still.
I'm telling you, it happens to me. Like, Jason has heard me in the bathroom.
Hey, Jason, it's Dave. Sorry, I'm calling you.
Calling Jason? Yeah, calling
you. Okay, so I'm going to go flush.
All right.
Be careful. Don't ruin your phone.
So, like, did you put the... You got to put the phone on.
Don't get electrocuted. Thing will kill you.
Yeah, Dave. I don't know what you're doing.
You're gonna end up with a wet ass.
I don't know how to take. Okay, yeah. So, okay. So this is you.
It's me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There he is.
Slight delay, but. All right. So
okay,
Dave is gonna flush this killer toilet.
Yeah.
Let's hope it sounds all right.
Okay. Listen. Here we go. Here goes the flush.
Okay. Be careful.
It better last 40 seconds. It just sounds like a terrible phone.
Is it doing it?
I think it might have sucked Dave into it. Did you hear him?
That's what it sounds like.
He didn't even say a word there. He just goes, "Don't get back!"
Can't hear it.
I can't. We can't tell because he's just static from being in that bathroom.
He's also 15 seconds behind in the bathroom too, so he might not know that it's not working.
It sounds pretty bad.
So that was the flush?
No, Jason just put it on the board. It's still flushing, so he can hear it.
Still flushing.
We couldn't hear a thing.
Yeah, it wasn't as...
No. It just sounded like static. It sounded like phone static.
It was going, though?
It went for that whole time.
Yeah.
Our listeners would have to come down here.
It was so loud that the phone speaker couldn't even handle it.
Yeah, it couldn't handle it. You know, it sort of just cut the sound out.
Yeah. I mean, like, we heard the flush, but then it was just like... It just was too much for the phone for a minute.
Hmm. You didn't quite get how bad it really is.
No. Well, just take our word for it. At least his ass is soaked.
Yeah.
Someone said my aunt puts that blue stuff in the toilet.
Oh, you
and her toilet does that, and then you get a blue ass from it.
Yeah, like at least this thing, the water comes right out of the wall. There's no tank.
Right.
You know.
Someone said, how can she flush?
Yeah.
They say to Skype. It would be better quality. Well, forget it. We're not going to go and let you hear our toilet.
It's not that big of a deal. We'll deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are dealing with it.
I didn't care about the flush until it did this to
until
me.
It
now
got
I
you,
care.
Huh?
Now you crossed the line.
Now you're a victim.
Lisa can deal with a lot. You make her ass wet.
Yeah.
You better hold on.
Depending, I guess, maybe. But I'll say this, though. Jason has heard me in there when I've stood to pee, and I am peeing, and it starts flushing, but I'm still peeing.
Yeah.
So it's spraying back on
so
you.
So it's spraying, but I'm like, oh, okay, you kind of back off and give your stream a little bit of extra.
You got to arch it a little bit. Yeah.
But then I realize I have to flush again because there's still stuff. And when I walk out, Jason gives me a look like,
must have got rough in there, huh?
Trouble, huh? Well, because when you hear a toilet flush for a minute and a half, Like, it's a minute and a half of a toilet flush.
Right next door, and he said, one day, I'll be flooded in here like Moses parting the Brown Sea to get out.
I hope he's able to.
His little Jew cave will be flooded.
It's funny. He hears every flush. He hears every time. He does. Go in there.
I mean, it's
Dave
right
smells
there.
Every flush.
Dave
smell
smells all of it.
Because the sewage smell comes into my office, and Jason hears it.
The other day, it was really bad.
Oh, it's like, honestly, I've said before, it's like someone took a poop under my desk.
It's unbelievable, really.
Dave's office smelled like somebody had trapped an old lady with real bad bowel problems in there for about 4 days.
I walked in, and I didn't say anything because I thought, did someone fart in here? I don't want to be rude and say something.
So here's the thing, though. What came up during our meeting is that you guys all know, I've told you that occasionally it smells like poop in my office, right? And I have bought air fresheners and stick ups and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But other people who've come in to see me, I haven't told the story.
Yeah, like so they think you're just cutting
Ken,
the cheese.
Or they just think I'm sitting in a pile of my own feces or something.
Yep.
Like, woo, Dave.
Oh, Dave's got a stinky ass.
Yeah, like most of the time when we go into Dave's office, we are overwhelmed by like
citrus.
The freshness,
yeah.
You know, like Dave's got his plugins are going or whatever.
But I had to
fans. He has a fan.
I had a fan
to blow
to help circulate the poop air away from me.
But it was bad, right? I mean,
it was real bad. Like as soon as you walked in,
I was like, ooh,
it was a bad day.
You do feel bad because Dave's sitting there working, and then you walk in, it's like, oh man, he's been just permeating.
I just wonder what it is. You know, like is it there's a weird drain that's in our bathroom that like catches all that water that's just sprayed, and who knows if that thing is something. I feel like something's cracked. Right underneath Dave's office.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, the toilet backs up to my office
wall.
My office
doesn't stink
ever. I know it does. Your office is amazing. You're never ever in there, for God's sakes.
It doesn't.
Duncan from Boston, good morning. What's your comment?
Hi. So I'm an apprentice plumber. I work in the Boston area. I've run into a similar situation, I think. We were working in a high-rise in Boston, and one of the toilets, we had repaired it, turned the water back onto it, but we opened up the water valve too much, and so when we flushed the toilet, it was like just a whirlpool, and then water sprayed everywhere. The floor was soaking wet. We were soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, the toilet that you guys have, does it have a tank, or is it like
right out of the wall?
Coming out of the wall?
Right out of the wall.
Yeah. Okay. So if you have a screwdriver...
Yeah.
There's a little nut on the pipe that's coming out of the wall.
Yep.
Take that nut off. There's a flathead screw. Just tighten that a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. I'll
do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Lisa's going in there right now. She's going to get down on that floor and unscrew those toilet nuts.
I'll fix it today.
Are you going to lay down on that toilet
floor? We have other people here that's their job.
I think somebody already went in there and started playing with it.
Oh, okay.
Did they really already?
I think so.
Wow.
Well, it's got to be Sherry.
It's got to be.
Sherry's the only one.
She's amazing.
Poor Sherry, though.
Sherry is amazing.
Sorry, Sherry.
I feel bad.
All right, so that's enough of our toilet woes, but hopefully Lisa's ass will not be wet again, at least here at work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's some emails that came in I wanted to share with you. You can always reach us, email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. She says, I have a question. My friend is on Tinder, and a guy asked her if she was DTAO, down to air out. What does that mean? We Googled it. We used Urban Dictionary, as you guys have taught us. We can't figure anything out.
Hmm.
Show rocks. Wondering in Windsor.
Man, we
down to what?
Air out.
A guy asked her on Tinder if she was down to air out. DTAO.
Down to air out.
Air out.
Is that like spread your vag open?
That's all I can come up with.
I know that.
Spread your butt cheeks open?
Yeah, like when I would talk about if I was going to air myself out, that's just being nude in some kind of wind or outdoor condition. and
yeah, well, that
and
seems,
I am spread a bit, and I am allowing the air to air myself out.
Yeah, I just figure it's popping them panties off. And,
yeah, I would have thought it was like ass out.
Yeah, I would think you know ass I mean? Would be involved with that A. Like, that A indicates an ass to me.
Yeah. It does seem very assy.
Yeah, ass? Would it be like anal oral?
That's what. There you go.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Down to anal oral?
Air out.
I think it's got to be anal oral.
I was going to say, because, like, they need an E in there.
I mean, anal oral sounds funner than squatting over to the...
When she asked him what it meant, he said air out. He didn't say anal oral.
Maybe what he was like, well, this broad... is definitely not into it if she doesn't even know what this means.
So he just made that up.
Yeah. He sent her on what you call a wild goose chase.
Yep.
Had nothing. Okay, nothing
comes
up. Yeah,
there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing. It's like a term this guy's just made up.
He was asking if she was down to do anal and oral.
Yep.
That's what I would assume. You know?
That's how you lead
I don't
on
know.
Tinder?
It should be D-T-E-A-O.
Yeah.
The down tail. To eat.
And
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right?
Should be. Deteo.
Goodness. Jason from Cape Cod.
Deteo?
Hi, Jason. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. What's your comment?
Oh, yes.
Good
hey, what's up?
Yeah, the D-T-A-O thing. Yeah, down to air out. Just throw her legs up in the air and go for it, man.
That's what it means, huh?
Huh. So just legs up.
That's the lingo nowadays, I guess.
Wow. Really?
No, we're out of it.
Wait, so her legs are up in the air and I'm servicing her down there, or it's just,
just banging.
Legs up and banging?
Legs up and banging, I assume. I mean, I don't know. If I ever said that to my wife, she'd look at me like I have four heads. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Don't say it to your wife. Just say, do you want to screw?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
don't say that.
I mean,
please, everyone, just heard what Dave told you to say. Please do not go to anyone you love and say, hey, can we screw?
Why not? What's wrong with that?
I think Dave should write a book on romantic terms.
I think so, James.
He's terrible
thank you.
At it. He is.
I love it. No, I love his terms he uses.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong
terrible.
With you want to screw?
No
that's
one,
pork.
No one should say
that's pork. Bitch, get in the bedroom. We're going to pork.
Yeah, he's used pork before. Yeah,
that's why I referenced that one. That was my other favorite.
I mean, it's bad. No chick wants to hear, can we screw tonight?
Oh, what's wrong with
like,
screw?
No
is screw that bad?
No
my Lisa, girlfriend doesn't even like if I say, hey, want to go have sex? So that's even a no-no.
You want to go have some?
Don't say screw.
Not
screw.
To
screw is a weird one.
Screw.
Screw.
Want to screw?
Dave is like when Dave starts talking about sex, it's like when I was 7 years old and I was at my dad's hockey games and I overheard his old hockey buddies. Talking in like 1981.
Right.
And he's like, I was screwing. Oh, you were screwing somebody. Huh? Oh, screwed her good.
Yeah, it's an older term.
It is. It's an older term.
It is.
Old men.
My dad and his friends always said screw. It's a dad thing.
It's a dad thing.
Oh,
it's
come
a total
on. I'm talking
dad
like
thing.
A dad?
Yeah, you know, you're talking like a super dad.
Oh, God.
I have to say, air out sounds much more pleasant than screw.
Yeah. Air up over, air out over screw.
And I mean,
I just don't think it's a nice term.
It sounds like something smelly down there.
Right. That's like you've got to air it out. Yeah. Like it's got an odor.
It's gotten rotten.
Yeah.
Like, I Googled down to air out and all I got was things about air conditioners. So.
Exactly. It's nothing. It's nothing on there.
No, I looked up too. And that for us not to, I mean, Jason from Cape Cod seemed to know all about it. But for us not to have heard about it on our show, we hear about all this stuff.
Now we know.
Now we know. Apparently, it's just lift your legs up in the air and screw. That's
just
it.
Get screwed and screw.
Basically, for the woman who emailed us, he's asking her if she wants to have sex.
Yeah,
but she's down to F.
She's on Tinder,
right.
Okay? Like, just know that's what Tinder's for.
Right.
A question sex.
Answered already.
She knew that, I'm sure. It's just she'd never heard of down to air out. So now you know. All right, so this next email comes to us from Anonymous. She says, love your show. Hope you can help. I'm on the fence as to if I'm overreacting or the guy I'm dating is really cheating on me. We've been seeing each other about 3 months. We've been on two different vacations together. He sent me two edible arrangements and flowers within this 3-month period.
The man is completely selfless and incredibly generous to me. Well, two edible arrangements, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my
About
God.
About a month ago, his phone glitches.
I wouldn't do it.
And resent messages to me that were meant for another person. The messages were addressed to a person named Jenna and asked what else she'd like to do in her spare time besides saving lives. He explained this happened when we were broken up. I let it slide. So New Year's Day, we're in a hotel room when he got a Facebook message. First off, he denies having Facebook. And after reviewing, everyone at work can search his profile, but I can't. He said it was deactivated, but I'm the only person who can't pull it up. Secondly, when I asked to see the message, he showed it to me as a PayPal message, but nothing else. Afterward, I asked to see the whole messaging app, as I know it existed. He wouldn't let me look. At that point, I got up, packed, and Ubered home. Later, he said they were old, intimate messages, and he didn't want me to see them, but wondered why it even mattered.
Those are old and intimate.
Old, intimate messages.
The day before, while looking at some pictures of us, I saw a selfie of him in a hotel bed. Nothing dirty, just his face in bed at a hotel. Why would he even bother having that picture if he wasn't sending it to someone, though? This man was supposed to be divorced for 2 years, except upon review of his ex's Facebook, they went to a hockey game in April. He admitted they tried to reconcile, but it's the first I heard of it. She also has a picture of him and their two kids at the kitchen table in August, and he's still wearing a wedding ring. He said that was an old picture, but his kids don't look any younger in the picture. Am I crazy, or is this guy completely shady? Do I give him another shot? He says he loves me, and he wants this to work, but now I don't know if I can trust him. Thanks for your help.
He's completely shady.
Yeah, it's real shade ball stuff going on there.
Honestly, man, like, I don't even know why anyone even dates anyone anymore without just doing, like, if you're going to be with someone, like, if you're going to, like, hey, we should get engaged. What you should do before you get engaged is give each other's phone for a week.
It's a good call.
Engaged. I hope at that point you trust that person.
Yeah, no,
someone
long enough.
It's not engagement.
No, but I'm just saying. I mean,
but you shouldn't even have to do that.
I know you
really shouldn't have to do that. If you even think that you have to, no. But if you think you have to do it, then it's not right. It's not right.
Yeah.
Even if you think you have to do it, you should never even question it.
Like, nothing.
There should be no question.
Nothing proves that you're like okay. Than being able to hand your phone over to someone else.
Sure, but
if you can't hand your phone over, like the second this guy was like, "Oh no, don't look at any of that."
Yeah,
that's it. Like that's it. It's done.
There's just so many things too going on in that one. Like the Facebook.
Oh my God, he's so shady.
Yeah, this
guy's probably still married. It sounds like, I don't know.
That's probably more likely.
Yeah,
you know. She's getting played.
Yeah,
but the thing is, it's so dumb to like say you closed a Facebook, but then you leave it open for everyone else in the world. Like, does he not know the way girls operate?
No.
They see everything on Facebook. It doesn't matter if they're not your friend or if you didn't post anything. They find family photos. They look at them. They react to them.
She must have talked to someone at his work because she says after review, everyone at his work can search his profile, but I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
So she must have like been, hi, can you look up his Facebook? Oh,
yeah. She sent two texts and then 16 chicks were like, screenshot, yeah. Screen cap.
Chicks are on it, man.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a network.
And I've never heard of a phone glitch that sends messages to other people.
It doesn't happen.
I just don't understand. Like, all the excuses are ridiculous.
Yeah. No, his phone glitch was he thought he was talking to Jenna, but he was talking to...
this girl whose name may be similar.
Oh, okay.
So if one of these isolated things have happened, maybe you say, okay.
Yeah. A lot of things.
But there's so many things that just
you're still questioning it.
People
not
think that
adding up.
Yeah, people are thinking that this chick's the side chick.
Well, she's definitely a side chick.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And like, but that she doesn't know she's a side chick.
No.
You know?
Move on now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you got the old disappearing Facebook disease.
He's not a good guy anyway.
No, he doesn't sound like a good guy at all. But it all adds up to... trouble.
Right. Yeah.
If you ever want to reach out to us, have questions, concerns, comments, you can. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do it.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.